Hollywood has its own way of marking the seasons. By common consent, the first day of summer is the day the first warm weather blockbuster hits theaters. So for Hollywood, summer begins today with the release of The Mummy Returns. Kenneth Turan of the Los Angeles Times has a review.
If you've been looking for a film that doesn't make you think too hard, The Mummy Returns is just the film you've been looking for.
Aku Machente!
This new and much improved version of 1999's The Mummy is a shrewdly conceived and efficiently executed Saturday afternoon popcorn movie. Its relentless action sequences have no trouble attracting our attention and holding it. Since the plot involves reincarnation, it's appropriate that writer-director Stephen Sommers, stars Brendan Fraser and Rachel Weisz, plus key co-stars and creative personnel, have returned from the ashes and sand of the 1999 film. That one was gross and childish, but everyone learned enough in the process to make this sequel more assured, faster-paced, and a little more well-written.
They once again removed the creature from his grave.
I don't mean to point fingers, but isn't it your job to make sure that doesn't happen?
The woman who is with him, she knows things. Things that no living person could possibly know. She knew exactly where the creature was buried.
But as with any popcorn movie, it's the effects that count. The Mummy Returns has everything from murderous soldier mummies to bad-tempered pygmy skeletons to an infinite army of jackal-headed warriors. The job of realizing them all went to Industrial Light and Magic's masterful John Burton, who is visual effects supervisor on the first film as well. ILM is the top name in special effects, and they don't come cheap. Press reports put the ILM price tag alone at $20 million, making The Mummy Returns one of the most expensive Saturday matinee sequels ever made. Also back in a somewhat less sophomoric form is the film's self-referential sense of humor. The Mummy Returns makes good use of numerous old-style lines that begin, "It is written," as well as an exasperated snappy comeback that asks, "Where is all this stuff written anyway?"
"The sands of time have already begun to pour against you."
Yeah, I already heard this part from the minute I put the bracelet on. 7 days do I have before the Scorpion King wakes up.
"Did you also hear that if you do not enter the pyramid before the sun strikes it on that very morning, that the bracelet will suck the life out of you?"
"That part I missed."
Brendan Fraser is one of the few actors who can be convincing in both doofy and intrepid roles. He's the ideal person to play Soldier of Fortune Rick O'Connell.
"Oh, I hate mummies."
It's 1933. 8 years have passed since the last adventure, and O'Connell and Egyptologist Evelyn Carnahan, played by Weisz, have taken that opportunity to marry and produce a son. That change in their relationship turns the couple into dashing Nick and Nora Charles types and avoids the tiresome, "I hate you so much, I must be in love" courtship ritual that marred the last picture.
"Whoa, Mom! Where did you learn to do that?"
"I have no idea."
The adventure they get into includes chests that really should not be opened, birds that deliver messages, and scenes reminiscent of the biblical pageantry of the Ten Commandments. It may be, as one character puts it, the old end-of-the-world ploy, but it sure is fun.
Kenneth Turan is a film critic for the Los Angeles Times.